In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the great vigil of Easter is a liturgy stemming from the earliest centuries of the Church. This service itself was designed by those early Christians to do what has been done for us this evening. We are on the edge of amazement and discovery with the first witnesses of Jesus' resurrection. The light of the new fire struck in the darkness, like the earthquake at that time, conveys the initiative of the sheer act of God who raised Jesus from the dead very early in the morning on the first day of the week, Sunday. The Lord grants his first appearance after his resurrection to Mary Magdalene. The news will spread like wildfire. Jesus is alive. Those four Old Testament prophecies, one way or another, contain the promise of what we celebrate tonight. The resurrection of Christ is the act of the God who created the heavens and the earth. And behold, they were very good. When sin became so rampant, it nearly destroyed the human race. God saved a remnant of man and of animals, for the future with Noah and the ark, stopping faithful Abraham from sacrificing Isaac. God provided for the once for all sacrifice of his own son for our salvation, delivering Israel from bondage in Egypt by the Exodus at the Red Sea. God prepares the way for an even greater exodus from the bondage of sin and death. And when God commands the prophet to prophesy to the dead bones in the valley, he's giving us a glimpse of life on the other side of death and a homeland, not in earthly Israel, but in the kingdom of heaven. Dear faithful, dear friends, tonight let's have a special thought for Alex, who joined the Catholic Church today, who was baptized and confirmed. Special thought for you too, dear Adele. Congratulations to your husband, Andrew, and your children, Sydney and Jack, who last Thursday, on Holy Thursday, after they made the profession of faith, received the sacraments of penance and Eucharist. Dear Alex, dear Adele, be assured that God loves your family. Tonight, your family is like a gem in the crown of Mary, and be assured that to see all you back home makes Mary very happy. So congratulations, and be assured that God loves you, especially tonight. Thinking of you, dear Alex, Adele, Andrew, Sydney, and Jack, we saw that what we celebrate tonight is not a memory. What we celebrate tonight is an ongoing mystery. It reaches back to the creation and the flood, to Abraham and to the Exodus and Moses and the prophets, and culminates in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But it also reaches forward to every generation of the Church since the first witnesses of Jesus' resurrection. When we are baptized, like you were tonight, Adele and Alex, we are baptized into Christ's death, incorporated into his crucified and now resurrected living body. All this began with a group of Jesus' friends and disciples who were terrified, grieved, and demoralized by the events of the previous week. It had begun with Jesus' triumphal entry in the holy city on Palm Sunday. This was followed by betrayal, confusion, and cowardice among the disciples, and by Jesus' own disquieting insistence that what was happening was the will of his Father, a will which he embraced as the very purpose of life, of his life as sons, as God's son. And then it did happen, beginning on Thursday, his arrest, his trial, his condemnation, crucifixion, and death on Friday. Even the proper preparation of his body for burial had to wait a full day because it was Saturday, the Sabbath. So when, as early as possible on the next day, the third day, Sunday, the women went back to his tomb to complete their final works of love towards Jesus, they found his tomb empty. There were, however, angel messengers who told them what had happened and what to do. Jesus is risen, as he said, see the place where he lay, go tell the disciples. Dear Alex, Adele and Drew, Sidney and Jack, as converts, you will bring fire over the world. You will be special Catholics. This is so good. It simply has to be shared. On the basis of that encounter with the Lord, that's what we have to do. Share the good news of the risen Lord Jesus, who suffered for our sins and died for our salvation, and now we can share in his risen life. St. Patrick's Oratory is a place where the mystery of Christ in his death and resurrection is brilliantly set forth in liturgy, music, teaching, and I trust a community of faith immersed in these means of grace. So thanks to everyone tonight. May we here tonight continue this heritage of witness so that more and more people come to know the joy of Jesus Christ, come to know the beauty of the liturgy of the church, come to know the beauty of the truth. If you here have felt this joy for yourself, then don't be shy or tongue-tied. Share the good news in every way you can. You can make all the difference in the world. Alleluia. Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.